Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This is the Sunday Science Supplement for May 30th. I'm Dr. Nikki Ackermans, and today we are going to break down one of the science headlines of the week. On Thursday, Virgin Galactic announced another human-tended research flight where Kelly Girardi, a researcher and science communicator, will conduct two experiments in suborbital conditions. This announcement follows a successful human spaceflight test from Spaceport America in New Mexico this past May. Kelly Girardi is a bioastronautics researcher and payload specialist for the International Institute for Astronautical Sciences. She has already operated experiments in reduced gravity flight, and in this planned flight, she will experience several minutes of true weightlessness during which two research experiments are planned. The first piece of research equipment tested on this flight is biomonitoring instrumentation called an AstroSkin, and this is a wearable sensor system developed by the Canadian company Carré Technologies Incorporated, with support from the Canadian Space Agency. The AstroSkin is basically a shirt and headband equipped with various sensors, and it uses continuous real-time monitoring to measure blood pressure, pulse oximetry, ECG, respiration, temperature, and activity using an accelerometer. It's going to collect data on the biological effects of the launch of weightlessness, re-entry, and landing on Kelly and on future spaceflight participants. The second research experiment planned for this flight is a free-floating fluid configuration system. Say that 10 times. The aim of this system is to collect data for use in applications like accelerometer systems, spacecraft humidifiers, and syringe designs for administering medicine in space, for example. Scientists have a lot of questions about how gravity, or rather the lack thereof, affects everything from fluid dynamics to our own cells and how they grow. Things that aren't even a second thought on Earth, like the fuel pipe in an engine using gravity to bring the engine gas, actually become a big headache in space. Capillary flow, for example, where liquid rises into a tiny tube due to capillary action, is actually much more efficient without gravity and has been used in spacecraft fuel tanks. However, spacecrafts are always flown with a little bit of extra fuel since some of it remains in the tank because it is unaffected by capillary devices, and we don't know why. So we still don't fully understand the mechanisms of many phenomena when you remove gravity. And the chance to perform an experiment in a real gravity-free environment, and not one that is simply simulated in a lab, is really a rare opportunity for scientists. The date for this research flight has yet to be announced. In the past, Virgin Galactic has partnered with NASA for suborbital research missions, including tests of camera equipment, a vibration isolation platform, a microgravity multi-phase flow experiment, and electromagnetic field measurements, as well as dust collision measurements. So these research missions alongside astronaut training flights are all part of Virgin's mission to emphasize lines of business other than commercial spaceflight. Virgin Galactic's long-term goal is to achieve 400 space flights a year, mostly aimed at space tourism. Commercial flights are scheduled to begin in early 2022, and the company founder, Sir Richard Branson, is scheduled to fly later this year. 600 people have already bought tickets for space flights at $250,000 a pop, but ticket sales were halted after a crash in 2014. Right now, research and training flights go for $600,000, and the price of commercial tickets once sales resume are estimated to be up to $400,000. So start saving now if you want to go to space. For more discussions of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. You can also suggest which science headline you want me to cover next week by tweeting at Daily Tech News SH on Twitter, and you can find me over there at Ackerman's Nicole. I also host a non-science podcast called Stories Your Granny Never Told. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.